the song Ever Sleeping by the German band Sandria. So the song is about missing someone that is now in heaven. When you love somebody deeply, it will be so hard for you to accept the fact that they're gone. My special thanks goes to 小野向希. Thank you for choosing Ever Sleeping for us. And now, without further ado, let's just go ahead and enjoy the music. Ever Sleeping.
Thank you.
音乐之后欢迎回来。如果大家喜欢这首 Ever Sleeping， 可以到网盘下载，链接呢在文本的最下方。再次感谢我们的小野相希推荐这么好听的一首《永眠》。好，接下来单词的时间，今天呢咱们只学一个单词， which is the verb die。 You can find this word in the line I will die 7 deaths just to lie in the arms of my ever sleeping aim. So die, apparently it's a verb, right? It means to stop living. For example, he died for his beliefs. I think everybody should do that. We should die for what we believe. He died for his beliefs. Here I also have a phrase, be dying for something or be dying to do something. Both phrases have the same meaning. It means you want something very badly or you want to do something very badly. Sentences, I'm dying for a glass of water. I'm very thirsty. I'm dying for a glass of water. I'm dying to know what happened. I really want to know what happened. So, phrase, be dying for something, be dying to do something. I have another die phrase, to die a death, or to put it another way, to die the death. It means something disappeared completely or failed something completely. For example, the play got terrible reviews and quickly died a death. Here, reviews, it refers to the comments written or you collected from the audience or the viewers. So that's how you use the phrase die a death or die the death. Now, die laughing. Die laughing. It means something is extremely funny and you are laughing and laughing, almost died. Die laughing. Let's see how it can be used in a sentence. I nearly died laughing when she said that. Maybe she said something very funny. I nearly died laughing when she said that. And now let's move on to another usage of the word die. We have old habits die hard or old traditions die hard. So both phrases, they refer to a situation in which like, if something has been there for a long time, it's going to be very hard for that thing to change. It can be changed, but in a very slow way. Old habits die hard, or old traditions die hard. Sometimes a heavy smoker, it will be very difficult for him to quit smoking. So in that kind of situation, we can say, old habits die hard. Now, let's take a look at another phrase. To die for, to die for. If you think something is to die for, you really want it, and you would do anything to get it. This phrase works similar to the first phrase, be dying to do something, or be dying for something. So here it's the same, to die for something. And some more phrases about the word die. Never say die. So this phrase you can use when you want to cheer up somebody or encourage somebody. Never say die, come on. Meaning, do not stop hoping. So never say die. One more phrase, die away, die away. So this phrase means something has become gradually weaker or fainter and finally disappear, die away. Sentence. The sound of their laughter died away. The sound of their laughter died away. Maybe at the beginning it was loud, but gradually you can barely hear the laughter. So die away. The laughter died away. Lastly, we have die out. Die out. To stop existing. Sentence. This species has nearly died out because its habitat is being destroyed. Please take notes of the word habitat. Habitat. It refers to an unnatural environment in which an animal or a plant lives. 以上呢就是关于动词 die 一系列的短语以及它们相关的例句。那节目之后大家再去看一下文本，消化一下。好了，今天的内容就这么多，感谢各位的收听和陪伴，我是 Linda， 爱你们，下期见咯。